This is the Mormon Mixed Faith Marriage Podcast with certified life coach Brooke Booth, episode number 98. Okay, I'm going to talk about solving versus managing issues in your mixed faith marriage. Some issues you manage and you don't solve, some issues you solve and they don't need to be managed. I want to be really clear on distinguishing the two and recognizing that a different approach is truly needed, whether it's something you manage or whether it's something you solve. The reason I want to talk about it is because I think a lot of times people want to solve their mixed faith marriage. They want to solve for the different beliefs, the different ideologies. They want to solve for it in part because I think we've been taught that solving is what we're supposed to do when things happen in our marriage, that we're supposed to resolve and solve them. I want to question that because I think that there's a lot of virtue and beautiful nurturing relationship building opportunities in managing issues and not just solving them. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the difference between solving and managing. Now, there are some things we solve and we need to solve. If your furnace breaks, we'll need to solve and fix that. Dinner's not prepared, meat's not thawed, there needs to be a solution for what people are going to eat that night. If the milk runs out or you run out of eggs or bread or whatever it may be, in our household, bananas seem to be constantly running out. That's something that can be solved. The kid has a cavity, needs to go to the dentist. Okay, that's something to be solved, to be resolved, to be dealt with. Managing issues is different than solving issues. Managing issues are those, like, now we're talking about things that don't need solving, where a solution isn't always available or even necessary. Like, that's not the point, is to find a resolution. Sometimes the point is just to learn how to manage differences. So I think a really classic example, like outside the mixed faith marriage approach, is like a saver versus a spender. One, I'm talking about money. One is not inherently superior or more virtuous or better than the other. They're just different approaches, different philosophies with money and how it should be managed. Some people tend to be more saver oriented. Some people tend to be more spender oriented. And then as a couple, you manage that together and you figure out how to make decisions and run a household with both a saver and a spender. It's not the end of the world. It's not catastrophe for a relationship. It's just something that's managed between the two in the relationship. I think this is actually really similar to when you've got an active believing spouse and you have maybe a post-Mormon non-believing spouse. So differences that need to be managed. And again, it doesn't need to mean that anything catastrophic have happened or that anything needs to be solved or resolved. Just needs to be managed so that the family can keep running and the couple can keep, you know, being in relationship to each other. I think a lot of times there's this idea that things need to be resolved and that there needs to be some sort of solution found and implemented that eradicates differences. And that's the part I think that needs to be questioned. When we need a resolution and a solution, it usually implies that something's wrong. Somebody is wrong. Somebody messed up. Somebody needs to change and somebody needs to be different than they are. And I think that can undermine a relationship by approaching it as this needs to be solved instead of this is something that needs to be managed between the two of us, because neither person is flawed or the problem here. This is just a difference that is arising and we're seeing. And how can we manage this? And this can be tricky in a mixed faith marriage because a lot of times, like, the person who's had the faith transition firmly believes that they messed up and that it's their fault. And I know why. I have been in those shoes for sure. For sure. But my hesitation in staying in that area is that it means something needs to be solved. Somebody needs to change. Something needs to be fixed. And that can be a really painful solution, option for the person, either person in the relationship. And so when we can look at it as, okay, this is just a difference that needs to be managed, and it can make a very different approach to the situation that the couple faces. Let me give you some examples of what I mean. Sometimes we want to solve things that can really only be managed. So for instance, you can see this really clearly in like the medical world. There's like a medical diagnosis, you have chronic migraines or like some sort of condition like rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis. Like those are things that can't be solved. They're just ever managed. Broken arm, you solve that, right? You set it, it heals, you solve it, you move on. But I don't want to imply that like the mixed faith marriage is some sort of like fatal diagnosis that will lead to suffering and misery. That's not what I mean. It just takes a different approach. You don't approach multiple sclerosis the same way you approach a broken arm. You need a very different approach. And that's all I'm suggesting here is a mixed faith marriage needs a different approach than let's solve this and let's clean this all up and make this all go away. But as opposed to, okay, how are we going to do to manage this? Like the saver spender approach so that this works for both of us. So I'm saying like, can you soften your approach to this? This is not a problem we solve. This is something that we manage. One way to do this is to be okay with two things. One, being okay with differences in your marriage, with differences between you and your partner, being okay that they might have a difference of opinion than you, a different belief, a different conclusion, a different way of looking at the world. Being okay with that can really help you step into this managing position with a great deal more ease. Can you be okay with differences? And then the second one is, can you be okay managing the differences? That's a subtle difference, but I think it's an important difference to recognize. One, can you just be okay that there are differences? That's the first step. Once you're okay with that there are differences, can you be okay working together to manage those differences? I was talking to a client recently about this little piece, about being okay managing the differences and working through what that may look like, realizing we're not solving anything, we're just managing differences. And it got me thinking that it's a little bit like, or maybe a lot like pioneers. Like you guys are all in the LDS faith transition, you know what I mean. Somebody who goes first before the path has been laid and they pioneer a route to a new direction. And I think that's happening a lot between those of us in a mixed faith marriage. We've never been in a mixed faith marriage before. Maybe we're the first one we've ever seen in our family, extended family, community. And it really is a type of pioneer work. Learning how to manage differences between a believing and a non-believing spouse can be totally new territory, uncharted pathway. I sometimes like to think of it like I'm walking down a path with snow up to my knees or my waist, and I'm the first one. Nobody's walked this path before and trod it down and made it, you know, a path all trodden down. 100, 200 people before me have trodden down the snow, but I'm the first one doing it. Nobody's done this before. Others may not have modeled this for you before. No one taught you, and young men or young men, women's, how to manage these types of differences that you're facing in a mixed faith marriage. This is what I want to suggest if you find yourself in that position, because I think we find ourselves in that position quite a bit. So I want to suggest that you're capable. Like you really are. You are a person with wisdom and experience and capabilities probably beyond what you're giving yourself credit for. You can pioneer this path in your relationship, in your marriage. You can. You are capable. Now, you may need to develop some skills, and it may not be as easy as if somebody had already walked that path for you and laid down cobblestones and stepping stones, but you are capable. They really want you to sit with that. So many of the clients I work with face challenges and things that need to be managed. But they can. It's okay to be a pioneer and to manage things. You can do it. You can figure this out. There is a way through. You don't need all the answers today. Just take it one day at a time. Take it one issue at a time, one conversation at a time, one Sunday at a time, one topic at a time. You can figure this out. I know it's a lot easier when people figure it out for us and sort of point the direction. And I hope I can do that for you in certain regards. But in some of the issues you're facing in your marriage that you need to manage, nobody's ever done that before between you and your spouse. You're capable. You can figure it out. You can work it out. You can learn how to manage. And things that can help are what we've been talking about here. One, realizing this isn't something you're going to solve, and that's okay. You don't need to. Knowing this is something that will only ever be managed, and then being okay that there are differences, and being okay that you are going to be able be that the two of you are going to need to manage those differences. Being okay with that reality will make the pioneer effort here and the pioneer work you engage in so much easier. Because it's always going to be work in whatever relationship you are in, but let's see if we can just make it a little bit easier by owning what it is we're facing and not looking for solutions where there are no solutions, and being able to develop the skills to manage the things that need to be managed. Okay, if you are like, yes, Brooke, yes, this is what I need to be doing, I'd highly suggest you go to my website, brookboothcoaching.com, and check out my online course, full-length course, packed full of all the skills and tools you need to learn how to manage mixed faith marriage, to learn how to be okay with your differences and okay with managing your differences. All right, wishing you the best in your mixed faith marriage.